Right, we're going to start the Mishnah on Chav Dalet on the base. So a little bit more about the Levana. So Ma'aseh Shabo Shnayim VaAmar Ra'inu Shachris BeMizrach VaArvis BeMarav. They came and they said that we saw the Levana in the east in the morning and in the west at night. So what's the story? What's going on here? Rashi brings two pshatim. Rashi says, and then, so what happens? So Rabbi Yochanan Nura ate a sheker. Rabbi Yochanan Nura rejects them as lying. And Kishabol Yavne, when they came to Yavne to go before the Sanhedrin, Kiblan Ragamuyel. So Ragamuyel accepted them. Ragamuyel clearly throughout the Mishnah is very accepting and very much wants to be Mekadesh Levana. He's a little more lenient. So what's going on here? So Rashi says, the Kai Malon, we've established a couple of days ago, that Esrin Va'arbul Sha'i Machsi Sihara. And for 24-hour period, you can't see the old moon or the new moon. So there, what's going on here? They said that we saw the moon. According to this part, Shana Rashi, we saw the old moon in the morning and the new moon in the evening. It's only like a 12-hour period. He says it's impossible because it has to be hidden for 24 hours. They have to figure out what shot with Rabbi Gamliel. 24 hours. So Kach Perishu Rabosai. That's the Gemara Daf Chaf on the base. Esri va'Abrashoy Machsi Sihara. Kach Perishu Rabosai. Libi Nokvai. And he doesn't like that. Rashi says, right? Because the Bryce says later on, Pamim Shabbat Baruka, Pamim Shabbat Pitzara. Later on, Rabbi Gamliel is going to explain, sometimes it comes earlier, sometimes it comes later, which seems to indicate that this is a possibility. So, the Ein Lashon Bias Aruka Vitzara Nofel Kan. It doesn't make sense. It's clipped down. It says, Venir Ali, Da Ala Chadosha He Idu. They weren't talking about the old and the new. They're just talking about the new moon, right? The Eid Shekerheim. They said they saw the new moon in the east in the morning and in the west at night. It's impossible for the new moon to travel from the eastern horizon to the western horizon in that 12-hour period. And therefore, they're Eidei Sheker. He's only talking about the new moon, not the old moon. Okay, that's case number one. Va'od, another occurrence took place. Bo Eidim, so the Eidim came. It's all talking about Rosh Chodesh Tishrei. It's talking about going from Elul to Tishrei. But Amru, when they said in front of Beis Din, Re'inuhu Bizmano, we saw the moon in its time, meaning we saw the moon on day 30, because typically speaking, that's a regular 29-day month. Day 30 would be Rosh Chodesh. So Re'inuhu Bizmano, they saw it on day 30, close to Shkia, and therefore, Rabbi Gamliel said that day 30 would be Rosh Chodesh. But then they said also, Ubilel Iburo. And we also saw the new moon on the night of the Iburo, which is the night of day 30 going into day 31, which would mean that day 31 should be Rosh Chodesh. Bilal Iburo Lo Nira. But we didn't see it on day 31. So the Kibler of Gamliel. Gamliel accepted them. In other words, they said we saw it last night, but we didn't see it tonight. And it was like, okay, so fine, last night was Rosh Chodesh, and we're good to go. But wait a second, but if there's no moon now, then it's right. So that's what, so Amar Rabbi Yosef and Horkinus, Rabbi Yosef and Horkinus says to Rabbi Gamliel, how did you accept him? Eidei Shekerhen. These are lying. Heyach me'idin al isha shel yolda ulamacha kresa ben shina. How do you testify about a woman who gave birth yesterday, but today she's pregnant? If you saw the new moon yesterday, then you have to see the moon tonight. It only gets bigger the next day. If you saw it yesterday and you didn't see it today, that means yesterday was last month's moon, and today should be Rosh Chodesh.
The whole idea, their function was to see the moon and run to the base. So they're not
right.
Looking the next night.
So we'll get to it.
Focus on getting to the Yeshua.
Or maybe it was cloudy. So Amar lo Rabbi Yeshua, Rowan Yes Devarach. Rabbi Yeshua says to Rabbi Dosa, I accept your words. Remember, Yeshua is the Av Beis Din. Rabbi Gamliel is the Nasi. There's constant tension between Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Gamliel throughout Shas, Tfilas Ma'ariv, and here's one of the other famous stories. Sort of about them going on their boat together to Rome. Rabbi Gamliel is going for one reason, and Rabbi Yeshua is going to collect money. Rabbi Gamliel seems to make fun of Rabbi Yeshua. They ask to collect money. So the whole to do between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Yeshua says, I agree with you. They are 80 sheker, and we should be Ma'aber the Chodesh, and Rosh Chodesh should be today, and we should count 30 days starting now for the next month, and everything is pushed off a day. Therefore, Tisha B'Av is 10 days from now, not 10 days from yesterday. So, Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, famous story. So, Yeshua decides that El is Ubar, and then now we have a problem. We have a problem in the calendar between Rabbi Gamliel and Rabbi Yeshua. So, Shalach Rabbi Gamliel, he says to him, goes Rani Alecha, Shetavo Eitzli B'Maklecha B'Mausecha B'Yom HaKippurim Shechal Yosh B'Chesh B'Necha. I decree upon you that on day that you believe is Yom Kippur, which is your day 10, which is my day 11, right? Which is my day 11? No, or my day 9. My day 9. My day 9. My day 9. You should come to me with your staff and with your money and to be Mechal Yom Kippur. And why do you just tell him he has to eat? Because eating is what he can do in a private, nobody would see. He wants everybody to see that he's violating what he views as Yom Kippur.
You're right, day 11.
What?
Day 11. He said the first one was right, he said the second one. Right. The wheel said the first one
right.
Was Rosh Chodesh.
Right.
The next,
day is Rosh Chodesh. So it should be day. So,
day, the wheel is day 11.
Right. Rabbi Shua is day. Rabbi Shua.
Rabbi Shua is Yom Kippur.
And Rabbi. The rest of all you should know day 9.
No,
the day after.
They accepted it on day 30. He accepted it on day 31. So
Rabbi Leo accepted it on day 30. And Rabbi Leo goes and Rabbi Yeshua says it's day 31. So according to Rabbi Gamliel, day 1 of Rabbi Yeshua is really day 2. It's the second day of the month. So day 3 is day 2, day 4 is day 3, day 5 is day, so he's a day earlier. Rabbi Gamliel is a day.
He didn't accept the 8th.
Rabbi Yeshua has Rosh Chodesh a day later.
Right. So Yom Kippur is a day later.
Yom Kippur is a day later.
Right. And for everyone else, it's...
No.
Rabbi Yeshua is a day... Yeah, no.
Everybody's a day later.
So his Yom Kippur is a day later than everybody else's. So he's making Rabbi Gamliel, he's making Rabbi Yeshua come to Rabbi Gamliel on Rabbi Yeshua's day 10, which is Rabbi Gamliel's day 11. Okay. So Yeshua is now a little despondent. So Halachu Matzah Rabbi Akiva. So Yeshua goes and finds Rabbi Akiva, who's absolutely one of his Talmidim. He goes and finds Rabbi Akiva. So, Rabbi Akiva finds him, Meitzar. Rabbi Akiva finds Rabbi Yeshua upset. So Amar Lo, Rabbi Akiva says to him, Yesh li lilmod, I have a drusha that you should, the reason why you should accept Rabbi Gamliel. Shekol ma'ashas Rabbi Gamliel is asoy, that should be the case. Even if he made a mistake, Shenemar, as the Pasuk says by the Moados, Eile mo'adei Hashem ekrei kodesh, etikru osam mo'adam, so etikru osam, then the mo'adam. So don't, how do you read osam? You read atem, right? Bein bismanam, bein shelo bismanam, whatever it is, whenever the modem are, you set the calendar, the basin sets the calendar, and that's it. So you don't have to worry about it. The basin sets the calendar, and that and we're done. Right, Rashi says, Asha tikru'u, b'kriyas basin tlo akasa. Whatever the basin decides. Rabbi Gamliel is in control. Somehow he's in control. Bini Lau says that there's like an undercurrent over here. Is that you have the Yochanan ben Zakkai comes to Yavne first, a generation or two generations actually earlier, or a generation and a half earlier, and his Talmidim sort of are in control of Yavne, and then out of the blue, all of a sudden Rabbi Gamliel comes. We're not sure how Rabbi Gamliel got the power. Is it from the Romans? Is it some accepted? So there's this tension between the Talmidim of Yochanan ben Zakkai, Rabbi Yeshua is one of those Talmidim, and Rabbi Gamliel. But it seems to me that Rabbi Gamliel was the one who's in charge. What?
Why?
Because who was Rabbi Gamliel? Rabbi Gamliel came out of nowhere. Who made him a Nasi? But the previous generation was Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai and his Talmidim in charge of Yavne. And then Rabbi Yochanan, and then Rabbi Gamliel comes on the scene. From where? Where did he get appointed? How did Rabbi Gamliel usurp the authority of the house of Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai in Yavne? Where did he come from? That's the question. So Rabbi Akiva says to him, he's in charge, and whatever the Beis Din says, and that's it. So Balo Eitzer Rav Dosa ben Horkanus. So Rabbi Yeshua comes to Rav Dosa ben Horkanus, right? Rav Dosa was originally the one who said that Rabbi Gamliel was mistaken. So Amar Lo, so Rav Dosa says to him, you got to accept Rabbi Gamliel. In Boim Anula Don Achar Beis Dinus Rabbi Gamliel. If we're going to say that what Rabbi Gamliel did is wrong, then it's a Pandora's box. You can open up and see every Beis Din did something wrong. In Boim Anula Don Achar Beis Dinus Rabbi Gamliel. You're going to mess up the entire Masorah. We have to live by the Beis Din. Right? Because the Pasuk says, how do we know that every Beis Din is the same as, maybe you'll say that this Beis Din we can question, but a previous Beis Din, who would question the Beis Din of Moshe Rabbeinu? He says, no, every Beis Din is the same thing as Moshe Rabbeinu.
It happened nothing that they did it on times that were definitely not right either.
Okay.
Skidom set up a whole thing.
Right, he got blasted for that.
But they did it.
Right, he got blasted for it. So, but he did it. But Yal Moshe, so maybe they had the same limud of Rabbi Akiva. V'yal Moshe v'Aaron v'Nadav v'Avihu v'shivim v'zikne Yisrael. The pasuk says that Moshe v'Aaron v'Nadav v'Avihu went, and the 70 anonymous zikne Yisrael. So v'lama lo nitparshu shemos anshel zakenim. Why don't we know the names of these seven zakenim? Ella l'lamed comes to teach us. Shekol shlosha u'shlosha she'amdu beizin Yisrael. Anytime you have an appointed beizin of Yisrael in Israel, harehu beizdino shel Moshe. They're equivalent to the beizin shel Moshe. They're a beizin. They're a beizin. So if you're going to question this beizin, you got to question every beizin going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. So Rav Shua accepted. Matal maklo ma'osu biyado. He took his staff and he took his money. Nahalach liyavne eitz Rav Gamliel. He walked to Yavne to Rav Gamliel. Excuse me, b'yom shechal yom kippur miyos b'cheshbonu, on the day that he felt should have been Yom Kippur. So Amar Rabbi Gamliel neshaka, Rabbi Gamliel stands up and kisses him al rosho, on his head, v'amar lo, and he says to him, bo v'shalom, come in peace, Rabbi v'talmidi, my master and my student, Rabbi b'chachma, my master, and that you are greater and Torah learner than me, v'talmidi, and my student, shekibaltes devari, that you accepted the gzera that I put upon you. So here it was good. Eventually, Rabbi Gamliel goes too far, and they depose him. Right, doesn't last that long, but eventually they depose him, then they put him back. Okay.
Now, how is ever machlokim to Rabbi Gamliel or anybody else? He
moved. Well, there was a psak in Beis Din. Maybe it was a psak. I don't know. Good question. Maybe it has to do with Beis Din. Maybe they decided whether Tfilas Ma'ariv is a rishus or not. That was just a machlokas in theory. I mean, that was the other major machlokas between them. That's the only thing I think of. And maybe something to do with psak and Beis Din. The calendar also, Rabbi Gamliel seems to really take a very, very strong interest in setting the calendar. Maybe that's supposed to be done by the head Beis Din, by the Sanhedrin. So Gamliel is trying to establish his authority there. Don't know. Okay. So in the beginning of the Mishnah, we said that Rabbi Gamliel was accepted these Edim who saw the Levana. One Chita was they saw the old Levana in the morning and the new Levana at night. So they saw the new Levana move very from the east to the west, from the morning to the night, and he accepted the Edim. So Tanya, so Amar Lehem Rabbi Gamliel l'chachamim. So Gamliel says l'chachamim, wait a second. How did you accept him? So he says to the chachamim, Kach mekublanim beis Abi Abba. I hear this from my grandfather, who is Rabbi Gamliel Hazakin, right? That's the older Rabbi Gamliel. Pa'amim, sometimes sheba ba'aruka, pa'amim sheba b'ktzara. Sometimes it goes longer, sometimes it goes shorter. It's possible for it to travel in that speed. So the Meiri says that it's very difficult because it's not possible. It's just not possible to see the old moon in the morning and the new moon at night. I mean, no matter whatever Masorah he has, it's just not possible. It doesn't work that way. So he answers. Right, let's just finish. Let's just put that out there. Let's just finish the Gemara for 1 second. So Amar Rabbi Yochanan, my time to be Rabbi. What's the source for the house of Rabbi? Rabbi probably here means his master, not Rebbe. It probably means Rabbi means Rabbi Gamliel. The pasuk says in Tehillim, Asoyah Reach Noadim. You made the moon for the holidays. Shemesh Yadam Mivoo. The sun, you know when it comes. Meaning, Shemesh Yadam Mivoo. Dafka, when it comes to the Shemesh, it's Kavua. You know exactly when it's going to sunrise, sunset. But Yareach Lo Yadam Mivoo. With Yareach, it's not so set. Sometimes this, sometimes that. Its movements is not necessarily so set. So again, the Meiri had said that how is it possible to say the Kachma Gavonim Beis Ava that it doesn't happen. So the Meiri basically says is that what Rav Gamliel did here, this is a separate statement, and what Rav Gamliel really did is that he accepted those witnesses not because it's possible. He accepted those witnesses because he said, what do I care about the fact that you saw the old moon in the morning? It doesn't make a difference to me. He just ignored that statement. What does that have to do with the price of your time? What does it do with anything? So he ignored that statement. That statement's gone. And he's accepted the statement that they saw the new moon in the afternoon. That's how the Meiri explains Rabbi Gamliel's. So he was Doris Chakira. He only was Doris Chakira in the new moon. He didn't care about the old moon. He saw the old moon in the morning. What happens if the guy, Meiri says, whatever the guy says, and says, I saw two chairs in the morning. It doesn't make a difference. Exactly. So they sanctify the new moon on the Eidus, what they saw during the night of the new moon. He doesn't care about what he saw the old moon. Who cares?
So, 1 second.
But you're mixing apples and oranges.
But the Dishu Hakira is to verify that the moon he saw was indeed, that he did really see the new moon.
And he did see the new moon.
He saw the old moon in the morning. How do I believe for the new moon in the afternoon?
Because I don't care about it. Because you're only Dorish B'choker on the sighting of the new moon. Did you see anything in the Mishnah that said, did you see anything in the Mishnah that said that he asked him questions on the old moon? You're only asking questions about the new moon. So Ramiel says, the fact that they told me that they saw the old moon in the morning, I don't care. I don't care if you saw the old moon. I reject that statement. And I'm only looking to say concept of Hakim and Nibura. What?
I knew what it was anyway.
Right.
You have to have
the formalities are important when it comes to the difference. Oh, he's talking about his coffee. Okay. All right, that's that. It's difficult. So Rabbi Chiya Chazi L'Sahara to have a Kabit Safra. Is that Gemara is going to bring another Maisa of seeing the old moon, right? The old moon near the time where they wanted to Mekadosh L'Chodesh. They wanted, for whatever reason, they wanted to Mekadosh L'Chodesh here, but they couldn't. Based on the calculations that they knew, it should be day 30, but they're looking up in the sky and they see the old moon, which means that it's off a little bit. That's, see, that no one's giving Avis. Don't look at me like that. No one's giving Avis. That's it. So they see the old moon. They see the old moon. So they can't. No one can give testimony about the new moon because they haven't seen the new moon yet. They only see the old moon. What? It's totally different. It's totally different.
How do you know it's the old moon? Doesn't it look the same with the other?
It's a different size. What? The waxing and waning moon is different. The concave is crescent is other direction. Okay, so Rechia Chazi the Sahara the Havi Kabit Safra. So he sees the old moon in the sky in the morning, the Esra Vetisha, on the 29th day of Elul. He sees the new moon, the old moon. So he's upset. He wants the new moon to come tonight because he wants to make tomorrow Rosh Chodesh. So he wants, for whatever reason, he wants it to be, I guess he doesn't want Elul to be Mu'ubar. So Shkal Kala Patach Bey, he took some dirt and he threw it to the moon. V'amar, and says, L'orta ba'enan l'kadush e'bach. What are you doing here? Tonight we're supposed to be Kaddishu. If I see the new moon now, right? If I see the new moon now, that means tomorrow, tonight you're not going to have. If I see the old moon now, I mean tonight I'm not going to have the new moon. It theoretically shouldn't be there, so I'm going to have a problem. We're not going to be Mekadish day 30. We're going to have to be Mekadish day 31. So va'at kai matacha, and you are still here. Zili kase, go cover yourself up. He's diving to the moon to cover himself up so we can have Rosh Chodesh. So amalei Rabbi le Rabbi Chiya. So Rabbi says to Rechia, this is interesting, Zil le'ein tav, go to this place called Ein Tav, and somehow over there, you know, scare the Edom to testify that they see the new moon. Right, go to Ein Tav, v'kadshe le'yarcha, and when you do that, u'l sholach le'simon, and when you're mekadesh the chodesh there, send me simon, and with the words, David Melech Yisrael chavikayim, which I guess is why we say that for Kiddush Levana, David Melech Yisrael chavikayim, and then I'll know. So I'm saying what's going on here. So he sees the moon up here. What? What's that? We'll get to that. So he said, we'll get to that. He says, Zil la'ai, that's the secret words. That's the secret words. No, that's the secret. He says, I want to know that you accomplished what I told you to accomplish, which is what we mean, Kaddish the Chodesh were there. There's the code word. Send it back to someone and tell me, don't make yourself happy. Why those words? Okay, we'll get to it. Okay. So Zil la'ai tov v'kadshe. So he says, Rashi says, Doeg hu. He's worried. Shelo yiranu alav bnei iro kishay gitchel lemachar. He's going to figure out a way to want to get he come heck or high water. I'm going to make me mekadesh tomorrow. So he's worried to do it in his town because everyone sees the moon today. So he tells him to go to another town and be mekadesh over there. I mean, I know it says I feel him mazid, but this is, I mean, the moon's there. Okay, I guess they didn't see it in this other town, right? Right. The fisher the solid. Right. Umori perish the gut. I don't know. He wouldn't do it here, so we did it over there. I don't know how that works. But in Dov Melech Yisrael, what? So Dov Melech Yisrael, Rashi says, Nimsak Levana, David is compared to the Levana, Shinem Rabo, because it says by David, Kiso Kashemesh Negdi V'chayareach Yochan Olam. The head of Yisrael, that David is compared to the moon, and that's why they use that, the psukim of David Melech Yisrael Chai V'chayim.
Kingdom waxes and wanes.
Right, so that's what Rashi says.
The word says, David, the king of Israel, is alive and good. And everlasting. That's an untrue statement. He's dead.
So Yaakov Avinu lo meis.
That's not
maybe.
Maybe. That's what I'm saying. Kingdom. David Hamelah.
It belongs to his children. He's never dead.
Okay.
There's a lot of interpreting of this man. Okay. Well, I was just talking about this week. Somebody says, if you have memories of people, it's like they're alive. Yeah, but that doesn't say Malchus David. It's David
Melchatrel. I don't have the problem. We say the same thing with Yaakov. Wow. All right. I don't know. All right. Tana Rabbanan. My bigger problem is how he was able to go somewhere else and force them to say that it was Rosh Chodesh when he knew in fact it wasn't, because in his town they wouldn't let him do it.
He didn't come to Beis Din.
Right. He's the Beis Din. He went there. He forced. He had Edim, and then they Edim there.
That's right there.
Okay. Okay. Tana Rabbanan. It happened once. Pamachas Niskashu Shemayim Ba'avim. Right. The cloud. The sun. The sky was covered with clouds. I guess they knew that today's supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. It got dark. They thought it was supposed to be Rosh Chodesh. I don't know. The nearest the Muslavana beyom Esther Matisha Lachodesh, and it looked like the new moon came out on the 29th day, right? The 29 days after, which is impossible because it's 29 days plus till you get the new moon, right? Svurim ha'am loma Rosh Chodesh. They thought today would be Rosh Chodesh on day 29, right? Which is not possible. It's either day 30 or day 31. So Bikshu Beis Din Lekadesho. So Beis Din came. They wanted to be Mekadesh the month. Right, I guess that was also Rosh Hashanah. Everything here seems to be the Mishmarshim say. He's talking about Rosh Chodesh Elul. So Amar Lehem Rav Gamliel. So Gamliel says to them, "Kach Mekubani Beis Abi Abba. I had this Mesora. Ain Chidusha Shalavana Pechusa. The Chidush of the month is no less. Can't the Molar can't be any less than 29 Esrim Betisha Yom Umatz. 29 and a half days. Ushnei Shlisha and 2/3 of an hour. V'Shivim Ushlosha Chalakim. 73 Chalakim. That didn't pass. If you think you saw the new moon now, that's not possible." So here he's concerned. He's concerned about the natural occurrences, but seeing them over there in the morning, he's not okay. But also hayom, and on that, and now Rabbi Gamliel has to prove to everybody that today is not Rosh Hashanah or Rosh Chodesh. But also hayom, Mesa Imosho Ben Zaza. Ben Zaza's mother died. So what does Rabbi Gamliel do? He's maspid her to show everybody that today's not. All right. The Yisbina Rabbi Gamliel has begadol lo mipnei sharui l'kan. Not that she was deserving of that. She used her as a pawn. Right, Ella Kadesha Yedu Am Shalom Kitchu Beis Din Sachodesh. So Beis Din knows, so the nation knows that today is not Rosh Chodesh. Rashi says he's talking about Rosh Hashanah. I mean, you can't be master Rosh Chodesh either. But he says that's how we all proved that proves everybody that it's not Rosh Chodesh. Okay, or not or Rosh Hashanah. So Halach Umutzo Rabbi Kiva. So or Halach Rabbi Kiva Umutzo. That's gonna be the question. Rabbi Yeshua is upset, and some either Rabbi Kiva goes to him, or Rabbi Yeshua goes to Rabbi Kiva goes to Rabbi Yeshua. Rabbi Kiva is one of Rabbi Shua's Talmidim. Rabbi Shua is one of Rabbi Kiva's Rabbeim. So Yibai Lahu at a Shilam Bnei Yeshiva, Mi Meitzar, who was upset? Rabbi Kiva Meitzar, or was Rabbi Kiva upset because he knew that we had to, because he knew that Rabbi Gamliel was right, but he was upset, he was worried that Rabbi Shua would not accept the words, and Rabbi Shua doesn't accept the words, we have a schism, and we know what schisms did past previous generations or so in Klal Yisrael. It wasn't too good. Right. Oh, Rabbi Shua made sure. Maybe Rabbi Shua is upset because he had now has the Zera from Rabbi Gamliel upon him. Maybe he has to do what he is told to do. So Tashma, we have a Raya, the sign, the Raya says, Halach Rabbi Kiva, Motzol Rabbi Yeshua, Kishu made sure. Rabbi Kiva went and found Rabbi Shua when Rabbi Shua was upset. I mean, Rabbi Shua was upset about the Zera that Rabbi Gamliel told him that he has to do. So Amra Lo, so Rabbi Kiva says to Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi, my master, that's the Girsa, right? It's Gemara in Brachos that says Rabbi Kiva was his Talmud. Samach Beis. Okay. So he says, Rabbi, Ibnei Matam Meitzar, why are you upset? So Amr Lo, so Rabbi Shua says to him, Akiva, Ro'oi Lo, Sheyipo Lemita, Shnemas Archodesh, Va'yigzar Lav Zera Zo. It'd be better for me to be sick for 12 months and have to deal with this Zera. This is worse for me than being sick for 12 months. So Amr Le, so Rabbi Kiva says back to him, Rebbe, my master, to Rabbi Shua, Tarsheni Lomel Panecha Dover Echad Shlom Adatani. Please give me, typical Rabbi Kiva, he's going to prove it by saying to them that this is, he's going to try to prove it by acting as a Talmud, even though he's acting as a Rebbe. Let me tell you something that you taught me, he's going to tell him, right, that you taught me. So Amr Lo Emor, so Rabbi Shua says, yeah, go ahead. So Amr Lo, Rabbi Kiva says, Harehu Omer, the Pasuk says, my Parsha Samoados, Atem 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 Shlosha Pamim. It says three times. It says three times, it doesn't say the word atem, it says the word aleph tof mem three times. One of them is osam, right? But atem, 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 three pine, three times. It says, Asher tikru osam, and it says, all three times I think it says osam, Asher tikru osam. And it just says osam is chaser, right? Osam is chaser, so you can read it in atem. So basically it's tole, the Rosh Chodesh, in atem, in you. Which means atem afil shogim, you even if you're mistaken, atem afil meizidim, you if you even do it purposely, do it wrong, and atem afilu mutayim, and even if you're actually mistaken, and the Eidei Sheker gave you the wrong testimony, no matter what, Beis Din declares, that's it. Rav Gamliel declared this day to be Rosh Chodesh, this day is Rosh Chodesh, you have no say in the matter. Go to him on what you think is Yom Kippur, because it's not Yom Kippur.
What do you mean,
it's a price, it's a different thing. All right. B'lashon hazeh amar lo. So the Rabbi Yeshua says back to Rabbi Kiva, Kiva nichamtani, nichamtani. Right? Nachmu, nachmu. Double lashon. Akiva nichamtani. Akiva nichamtani. Fine. Balo etza Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus. So also Rabbi Kiva went. Rabbi Yeshua was with. went to Rabbi Kiva. He also went to Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus. And Rabbi Dosa ben Horkinus told him, you can't question this Beis Din. You have to question every Beis Din. So Tana Rabbanan, we learn in the Braisa, and the Pasuk says, Vayal Moshe, Aron, Menodo, Vio, Beshivim, Nizignevi, Yisrael, right? So Yesh, Tumoa, then you have to ask, Laban, on this Parshu, Shemos, Mishal, Zekanim, Avalim, why doesn't have the names of these Zekanim? Shalo, Yomer, Adam, so a person shouldn't say about the Bezin in his generation, Ploni, Kamoshe, Aron, Ploni, Kanadav, Avihu, Ploni, Kanadav, Medan. Eldad Omeda. Basically, he's questioning. You shouldn't question him and say, is he like Moshe Aaron? Is he like Nodav Aviyu? Is he like Eldad Omeda? I need to listen to them. Therefore, you say that even in their times, they had 70 unnamed people. Even everyone is equal. Basin is a basin. Once you have the basin, you have to listen to them. And that is not doesn't make a difference. You say that they were greater in the previous generation. But Omer, and another raya for this, that whoever's the greatest in the generation is considered the basin, and you can't compare to previous generations. But Omer, the pasuk says in Shmuel Aleph, "Vayomer Shmuel Ela Am, Hashem asa es Moshe ve'es Aaron. Hashem made Moshe Aaron, right? Hasher Ehela es Avosam Eretz Mitzrayim." And it says later on in that parak, about six psukim later, it says, "Vayomer," or five psukim later, "Vayomer Vayishlach Hashem es Yerubal ve'es Bedon ve'es Yiftach Hashmuel." Hashem sent you Moshe Aaron. Hashem also sent you Yerubal, Bedon, Yiftach, and Shmuel. And so now the Gemara interjects, who is Yerubal, Bedon, and Yiftach? So Yerubal is a Gidon, and that's Gidon, V'lam Nikra, Yerubal. Why is the name Yerubal? She'asa Mariva Uten Baal, because he fought the Baal. Ubedon is a Shimshon, and Don is called Shimshon. Lam Nikra, Bedon, why is his name called Bedon? The Asa Midon, because he came from Shevet Don. But Yiftach, and Mashmo, and Yiftach is Yiftach. So these weren't necessarily the greatest people or had the greatest genealogy, but nevertheless, they are considered the leaders. And now the Bryce continues. But Omer, the Puck says in Tehillim, Moshe Aaron v'Kohanav, Ushmuel v'Kori Shemo, Kori Mel Hashem, v'Hu Ye'anim, right? Hashem answers in all of them. So Shakal HaKosuv, so you have Moshe Aaron Shmuel, and they have Yiftach and all these other people in the other Pasuk, and the Pasuk in Tehillim says Hashem is going to answer Moshe Aaron. Shakal HaKosuv Shlosha Kali Olam, Kishlosha Chamurei Olam. By saying that you're comparing Moshe and Aaron to everybody else. Right, Lomaloch to teach you, Yerubal Bedoro ka Moshe Bedoro. Yerubal's generation is the same thing as Moshe in generation. Bidan Bedoro ka Aaron Bedoro. Right? And Yiftach Bedoro ka Shmuel Bedoro. They're all the same. The question is why each one is compared to the other one specifically. So that could be. I don't know. Right? So, Lamadcha to teach you, Shafilu Kal Shebekalim. Even the lowest of the lowest leaders of Israel, Vinismana Parnes Latibor, and he's accepted or he's appointed to be the leader. Well, you have to be appointed. You can't just grab it. He's appointed to be the leader. Arehu Ka'abir Shebabar. He's like the greatest of the greatest. Every basin is the same. You can't cast aspersions on one basin, because then you're going to be casting aspersions on all but the Edinim. Okay, another raya. Va'omer, the pasuk says, Ubasa Kohanim Alavim El Shofet Asher Yevi Mimahem. You go to the Kohen, the Levi, and the Shofet, who's in your generation. Right? That's the main basis of Godel Menem Bechachma Minyan, right? Can't do it.
He's saying that they're equivalent in essence.
Right, so there are rules to order to uproot a previous Beis Din's takanas.
Right.
There are rules to do that. But that's talking about a takana. That's not talking as exam. That's not talking about a psak.
Moshe's best when they came out with a takana, then the next generation cannot undo what they did.
They can undo it. There's certain rules you have to go about by doing it.
Right,
whatever that means. Right. But that's talking about a takana. It's talking about establishing a certain takana. That's not talking. This here talking about a psak and a Beis Din and saying that they decided this. Well, they were wrong. It's not that not a takana. Takana, we know that it's not necessarily the rule that they made a gate.
They were saying they're equivalent kind, but not really equivalent.
Well, that's a rule in Beis Din. That's also you can't just willy nilly cancel them because then you're casting aspersions on the previous generation also. That's an accepted takana. You can't uproot it. I don't think it's the same thing. It could be. Let's look into it. But Omer, the pasuk says, "Ubasa l'kohanim alavim alashovet asher yevam imahem." The kilat tala al daska sha'adam aholich etzol dain shlo ha'yivu yomer. What do you mean? Basher b'imahem. You can have half me to go to somebody who's not in your generation, right? Ha ein l'chal leilich ela etzol shovet shav yomer. You're supposed to go to the shovet in your generations, and don't tell me that the other shovet was better. Go to the one in your generation. That's who it is, right? But Omer, and the pasuk says in Koheles, Al Tomar Mahaya Sheyamim Harishonim Hayutov Me'ela. Right? Don't tell me that the previous days were greater. Everyone, have we had this bread with this rub? Have we had? Have we got to, I don't know. It's interesting how we behave nowadays. Everyone always looks for precedent from somebody else. I guess it doesn't.
It's the difference between having a precedent and accepting the ones we have.
The ones we have. Okay.
It's what he's done. He's accepting the ones we have.
They're right.
Not as great as the old ones. You're right. They're not as great. But that's what we have.
But doesn't matter. That's what you still have to accept their decisions. Okay, so the Mishnah then said, Nato Maklo Mosu Biyado. So Yeshua did it. He took his staff, he took his money, and he went to Rabbi Gamliel and Yavne on the day that he thought was a day that Rabbi Yeshua thought was Yom Kippur. So Tanur Rabbanim going to the Raisa, came on Shura Oso. Once Rabbi Gamliel saw Rabbi Yeshua, Oma Mikiso, he got up from his chair, they went out to greet him, Vinishaka Orosho, and he kissed him on his head. But Amr Lo, and he says to him, Shalom Alecha Rabbi Vitalmidi, greetings to you, my master and my student. Rabbi Shalimati Torah, Shalimati Tani Torah Rabbim, you're my master and that you have taught me Torah in public, I don't know where, V'talmidei, and my student, Shani Gozer Alech, Gozer V'atamik Kaim K'talmid, that I put a rule upon you, and you accepted it like a Talmid. Asherei Hador Shegadol Mishmol Mikitanim, praiseworthy is a generation that even though that the Gedolim, the greater people, listen to the smaller people. Kavachomer, Ketanim Gedolim. Kavachomer, how great a generation should be that the Ketanim should listen to the Gedolim. So the Gemara says, Kavachomer, that the Ketanim listen to the Gedolim, right? Teyubahu, the Mechuyuv, leading the Kavachomer. It's a Chiyuvu. So he says, no, Ella, Mitosha Gedolim, Mishmon, the Ketanim. When the Ketanim see that the Gedolim was the Ketanim, then Nosim Ketanim Kavachomer Atzlam. They themselves make a kavachomer, and therefore they can listen, even though they're b'chiyuv, but this is going to help them along because they're going to see if the gedolim listen to ketanim, then clearly us the ketanim have to listen to the gedolim. Hadron Allah im Eidam Akirim, the first long parak, Rosh Hashanah. Okay. There's a second parak. We finished the first parak before. So I still thought we were in the first parak. We're not. Now we're in the third parak, the last parak. Okay. So now the last parak has a couple. It seems that the first Mishnah of this parak should belong to the previous Mishnah, because starting with the second Mishnah, we'll actually learn about Rosh Hashanah. Now we're going to do a little bit more about Rosh Chodesh, and the second part of the Masechta, about actually learning about Rosh Hashanah, will start on the second Mishnah. So, the Mishnah now opens again, this parak opens again, about a halacha by Kiddush HaChodesh. So, what's going on here? Ra'uah Beizdin V'Chavut Yisrael. So it's clear as day, but it's clear to everybody that you see the new Levana, based in Am Yisrael, on day 30. They saw it on day 30, the day you're supposed to see it, so that would be Rosh Chodesh, right? So they all saw it, and Nechru HaEdim, or the Edim were questioned and they're going through it, but Lo He Speak Alom Rekudus Atshech HaSheicha, but based in wasn't able to say it because Rosh Chodesh got dark. So day 30, on day 30, Beis Din never said Mekudesh. So, Harei Zem Uber. So, day 30 is not considered the new moon, the Rosh Chodesh. It's Uber to day 31. That's how it is. Beis Din has to say Mekudesh, even if it's clear to everybody, or even if they started the process of checking of the judicial process, they don't finish the judicial process. It's not Rosh Chodesh. Ru'uah Beis Din, right? Bilvad. Let's say the Beis Din themselves Zorah. Rashi says, Ru'uah Beis Movad, She'ein Mishayoyed Elohim. It was only based on themselves. They saw it, right? Yamdu Shnayim. So two of them should get. They based in seeing it is not enough. You still have to have witnesses testify in front of based in. So Yamdu Shnayim. Two of them should get up. V'yaidu b'fneim and give testimony in front of the rest. V'yom Mekudesh Mekudesh. And the rest should say Mekudesh Mekudesh. I guess here he's talking about the Sanhedrin, right? Because otherwise, if two got up for based in or three, then you don't want anyone dying. So two of them get up, become Edim, and testify in front of the court. Because they're everyone in based in saw it doesn't count. You have to go through the process. Ra'uah Shlosha V'hein Beis Din. Let's say now the other case: three people in a Beis Din saw the new moon, and there's no one to testify. So Ya'amdu Shnayim. So two of them should get up. V'yoshivu Mechavarein Eitzel Hayachid, and they should then grab two of their friends who didn't see it, and they should sit with the Yachid who did see it. Remember, three saw. So two drop out to become Edim, one's a judge, grab two other smuchim, so now you have three judges, and they testify, same case basically, but they testify in front of the judge, because you can't have one testify. You have to be. So here he's talking about, here he says, well, Shlosha, the Hain Beis Din, talking about a Beis Din, the smuchim of three. And before them, also talking about.
They did this during
the time of the Sanhedrin. But Rashi says over here, the Edu B'fnei Shnayim. What's the difference in the first case and the second case? One I think is with Sanhedrin, one I think is with Smuchin.
So you're saying that there was at least five people that saw it?
No.
That's three.
Which, so the second case?
Yeah.
No, three people saw it.
And then?
Two become witnesses, and three become, and then they grab two other people.
Where did they grab two other people?
To be judges.
To be judges. They grab two rabbis to be judges. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, Lamali the Mishnah Ru'ah based in Mikol Yisrael. Why do you have to say the first case that the Beis Din and all Yisrael saw the moon, right? Beis Din saw it. So what's the chiddush if all Yisrael saw it? Why do you have to say that? So he says itzrach. You have to have it. Sakatay techamina. You would have had a having to say ho Ru'ah Beis Din Mikol Yisrael. It pierced him a love a loli abruha. Well, maybe now it's mefarsim. It's a public. Everyone saw the new moon that day. So it's a public, and maybe you have a problem now of saying that today's not the new moon, tomorrow's the new moon. Kamashmo doesn't make a difference. You still have to go according to the technical aspects of the rules, which are to have the Beis Din declare it Rosh Chodesh. The cave on the Tonalei Ra'uah Beis Din v'Kol Yisrael. Now that you say that, well, if that's the case, that you all of Kol Yisrael and all the Beis Din and the Beis Din saw it, and yet it's still not considered Rosh Chodesh, why do we have the next case of where they started the process of interrogating the Edim and they didn't finish? We already know from the first case that if Beis Din doesn't say Makudosh Makudosh, it's not Makudosh. Who cares what step they're up to? So he says, Halakha Amar, they said, Inami Nechru Edim Ulvilo Hispiku Lomar Makudosh Ache Chashecha Rezim Ubar. The case would be that they were testing them deeply, right? In Hachik Amar, Inami. Oh, it's probably the same case. Nechru Edim, below we speak alone. Mar Mekudesh Ache Chashecha Rezim Uber. In other words, the Edim came, so the Beis Din knows, but they're interrogating them for such a long time, and they didn't get to finish. It's still considered not finished. But the problem would have been because since the Edom were there for so long, people would have known. So maybe it became a foursome. No, it doesn't matter if it's a foursome or not. It's still going to be based on what Beis Din says, Mekudesh.
There's not one designated Beis Din for Kodesh, for Kodesh. There could be three or four Beis
Din. Yeah, it seemed from the other cases where you went to this place, you went to that
right.
place.
So it's possible that one was able to make Kodesh today.
Yeah, so I how that works.
What's the name of the college today? So you got to open that up.
I don't know how that worked. I don't know how that worked. Okay, so Gemara asks, "V'kev on the Tana." Now that we atche chashecha harezim ubar, lamuli misne chakiras edim klal. Now this is the other question. Once we say that they don't do anything until it's from ubar, why have to mention the case of the edim at all? Why have to mention the case of the edim? So itzrach, sakadai kamina tahavi chakiras edim ketchilas adin. Right, and Makudish Kigamar Dim the Kachi Belila. Maybe you would have thought Media Havidin Mominos. Maybe you would have thought that Hakiris, there's a din and Dina Mominos, we'll see in a minute, that Dina Mominos done in Bayom Gorm Belila. So Dina Mominos, as long as you started the process, you started the court case in the day, you can finish at night. So maybe you thought also by Kiddush HaKodesh, if you start the interrogation of the witnesses during the day, you can finish at night, just like Dini Mamonos. Once you start during the day, you can finish at night. So then, Kamash Malon, that's not the case. It's different than Dini Mamonos. The rules by Kiddush HaKodesh in Beis Din Dan B'Yom applies to the Makudosh Makudosh, but because post Dini Mamonos, that you as long as you start during the day, you are okay. All right. The Ema HaKanami, maybe say Ema HaKanami. Maybe we say it. Well, maybe we should say that Kiddush HaKodesh is the same dinim as Dini Mamonos. As long as you started the process during the day, you can then complete it at night. So the Gemara says, no, Amakra, the Pasuk says, by Kiddush HaKodesh, Kichok Yisrael hu mishpat lelokei Yaakov. This is the Chok for Yisrael, it's the judgment for lelokei Yaakov. Amos have a Chok. When is it considered the Chok? Right? Bigmar Din. When it's considered the Chok at the end. Bikakarle Rachman a Mishpat. And it says the Torah calls it the Gemar Din, the Mishpat, my Mishpat Bayom, Av Hachanami Bayom. So to here it has to be Bayom. That's not sure. Leave it is, but we learn from the Pasuk that it has to be Dafka Bayom. Okay. Ra'u Beis Din. So a Beis Din sees it. Nobody else sees it. So Yamdu Shlaim be with Naim. So two of them have to get up and then testify in front of those others, whichever basin that is. I think it's a large basin. So Gemar says, Amai, why? What's the big deal? Lote He Shemiya Gedola Maria. The Beis Din themselves saw it. Why is hearing the testimony greater than seeing it themselves? So Amar Rabbi Zeris says, Kagon Shira'uhu Balaila. What happened was that they saw it on the night of the 30th. And you can't testify. I guess you can't testify. You can't do Kiddush HaKodesh at night. And therefore, they can't be Mekadosh at then. So, what? Yeah, so let's read Rashi. Rashi says, V'amai yamdu shnai v'idu. Halo ra'u akulun. Yikachu abiriyosun. the lo tia shmiya shesho mipi edim gedol meriya, the ha gabi edus hachodesh lo ksiv edus, ela kazera evi kadesh. So Rash says, because it doesn't say you have to have edus, it says, chodesh zelechem, be like this, then you can be kadesh. So if they see this, they should be able to kadesh. So he says, shara'ua balayla, hilkach limachar, ilav shmiya alma yikadshu. Ah, so what happened was, he's saying is that, they saw it at night. And then they can't be Mekadosh at night. They have to be Mekadosh tomorrow. But tomorrow, they can't say Kazeh because they don't see it. So they have to have witnesses come and tell them we saw it. Okay.
So it's formality,
yeah, I think so. All right. Now, the third din of the Mishnah was Ra'u Shloshim. If three people saw it, Vehein Bezdin, they were Bezdin, then two of them should get up, Shnayim, Ve'yoshivu Mechavreim Eitzel Yochid, and one of them should get up and bring other, one of them should get up. Get somebody else, I guess. One of them, two of them should get up to be witnesses, and one of them should get two other judges, and then we can be even Kaddish the Chodesh. So Amai, right? Hachinami, lo tehe shmiya gedol. Amai, hachinami name is, say to over here also, lo tehe shmiya gedol meriah. Why do they have to do that? You gave me the case that we just proved before that Re'iyah is just as good as Shmiah. The only problem there was they saw it at night. So there would be no Re'iyah, so they had to have Shmiah the next day. So to here, you say, Lo Teh Shmiah, Gedolam Re'iyah. The Chi Teh Mahach Anami can go in Sharo Balayla. If the case over here is because they saw it at night, and Hainu Hach, it's the same case as before. So what's the Chiddush here? So Sefer Yitzrich Le, the Sefer we needed to teach us, the Ein HaYachid Neman Al Yedei Atzmo. You can't, to teach us that a Yachid himself can't say Mekudosh. You can't have one person being based in. Ho V'tanya, the Bryce that says, Dine Mamonos Beshlosha. Because you have a price that says also that Dine Mamonos Beshlosha. But if you're a special mumcha, you can judge Dine Mamonos yourself. So maybe you would have thought, Hachinam and Yikachi Biyachidi. Maybe also a Yachim Mumcha can be Makadish to Chodesh, Kamash Malon, that you need three Bedafka. Shlosha, when it comes to Mamonos, is not Bedafka. But Shlosha, when it comes to Kiddush Chodesh, is Bedafka. So the Ema Hachanami, why you say Ein Hachanami? Why you say that it can be Mekut? Why can't a Yachid Mumcha judge and establish the Rosh Chodesh? So he says, because the Gemara says, Ein Lecha Mumcha L'Rabbi B'Yisrael Yosef Moshe Rabbeinu. There was no greater Mumcha than Moshe Rabbeinu. And nevertheless, for Ka'am Ralei, and Kodesh Baruch says to Moshe, it says, he shows it to Moshe Aaron. He says to him, Adi Ika Aaron B'Hadach. You can't be Mekadosh the Chodesh until you have Aaron with you. The Ksiv, and then it makes two, where you can't have Bezdin Shachos. If once you have two, you automatically have three. The Ksiv, because the Pasuk says, Vayom Hashem al Moshe ve'al Aharon ve'eretz Yisrael le'mor ha'chodesh zelechem. He includes Aaron in the statement. So even though Moshe is the greatest mumcha, he still can't judge by himself. He needs Aaron. If he needs Aaron, he needs a third. So therefore, you know that when it says three by Kiddush HaChodesh, it means three. So now the Gemara says, Le'meimro de'ed nasadayin. It comes to teach us now, a Shas topic, that a witness can become a judge. Right here, right that here you have guy, he saw it, two of them drop out, and he becomes a dayan. But he was a witness to this, to the occurrence. That's not allowed. That'll have an eid nasa dayan, or it's a machlokas, whether eid nasa dayan. So they must need to look Rabbi Kiva. So our Mishnah should be not in accordance with Rabbi Kiva. The Sanya, Sanhedrin, if a Sanhedrin, Shero, Echad, Shaharigas, and Nefesh. If the entire Sanhedrin sees somebody who kills, they witness the murder, right? Miksasin nasa edim, so part of them should become edim, or miksasin nasa dayanim, and part of them should become dayanim. As long as I have 23, I can do the din of the pashas. So I can judge part be edim, part be dayanim. Divrei Rabbi Tarfon, that's what Rabbi Tarfon says. But Rabbi Kiva Omer, kula nasin edim. They can all have to be edim, because I want to say all witnesses, because ain ed nasin dayan. A witness cannot be a dayan. So in our case also, the fact that you see that the witness is becoming a dayan, so it goes according to Rabbi Tarfon, not according to Rabbi Kiva. So Gemara says, no, afilu tema Rabbi Kiva. Our case can go according to Rabbi Kiva. Also, there's a difference between Dini Nefashos and when it comes to Kiddush HaChodesh. Ad kan lo kam Rabbi Kiva hasam. Over there, Rabbi Kiva says, ein eid nasa dayim, el dayim, el medinim nefashos, specifically when it comes to capital offenses. The Rachman Amar, the Torah says, v'shaptu asa eidah, v'tilu asa eidah. Right? You have to do whatever you can to try to save them. But psychologically speaking, if you actually saw the murder, how are you going to get him off? You saw it happen. You can't come up with terutzim for him. Right? The kevan de chazihu, the katal nafsha, lo mocha chazai zechusa. If you see the guy cutting his head off, you're not going to be very difficult to find zechus. So therefore, in that case, the ain ein nase dayin. Aval hacha, afil rabbi kivu mota. But here, when you don't have that problem, so rabbi kivu mota, that the aid can be nase dayin. Okay, we'll stop by the Mishnah. Tomorrow we begin. Maseches Rosh Hashanah. Everyone, have a good day.